Campaigning continues today for Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel in advance of tomorrow's election. Billionaire business executive Elon Musk held a town hall meeting in Green Bay last night to help his favorite candidate in the court contest, Schimmel. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has the story.
Musk has already spent $20 million on TV ads and get-out-the-vote efforts supporting Waukesha County Judge Schimmel in the contest with Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford. If Schimmel wins tomorrow, control of the state court would flip to conservatives this summer. Last night, after the current state Supreme Court failed to block Musk from doing so, he gave $1 million checks to two people who have signed his petition opposing, quote, activist judges.
You know, the reason for the checks is that it's really just to get attention. It's like we need to get attention, and it's somewhat inevitably, when I do these things, it causes the legacy media to like kind of lose their minds.
It's not just journalists paying attention to Musk spending money on voters. Democratic State Attorney General Josh Call had claimed in a Friday lawsuit that the Supreme Court declined to take action on right now that Musk was illegally making payments to Wisconsin electors to vote. Musk last night also announced a program where citizens going into neighborhoods to recruit voters for Schimmel would be paid $20. Musk says the new effort is needed because his candidate may be trailing in the race.
So we got to pull a rabbit out of the hat next level. We actually got to have a steady stream of rabbits out of the hat, like it's an arc of rabbits flying through the air and landing in a voting booth.
Charlotte Rasmussen says she's already voted for Schimmel.
Well, he's just a very decent person, and I knew him when he was attorney general and with Walker, so he's done a great job.
In late 2018, after Democrat Tony Evers defeated Republican Scott Walker in the governor's race and Josh Call had unseated Schimmel as attorney general, Walker appointed Schimmel to a Waukesha County judgeship. Rasmussen says she hasn't paid much attention to the controversy about Musk paying voters, but says she's okay with it.
He wouldn't be doing something that was illegal.
A few hundred people who protested outside the Musk town hall have a different view of the billionaire, who is also helping President Trump lay off or fire many federal workers and cut spending for many programs.
Elon Musk has got to go!
Hey, hey!
One of the protesters, recently elected State Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner, says cutting the federal budget is being felt in his community of Green Bay, to the tune of a $46 million hole for the city budget and layoffs for local National Weather Service employees. His message for Musk:
come here, make the case, try to get voters. We're not telling people they can't campaign in Green Bay, but the idea that you have to buy a Supreme Court seat by bribing voters while you're cutting their jobs in our city is unacceptable.
Also at the protest, Milwaukee college student Anna Wilson, a member of the College Democrats of Wisconsin.
I'm a big-time Crawford supporter. We need someone who is a common-sense judge and will put the community first before any political gain or political agenda.
A spokesperson for Susan Crawford says if elected, Brad Schimmel would guarantee Elon Musk's companies have favorable rulings. Musk has filed a lawsuit that would allow sale of his Tesla cars in Wisconsin instead of buyers having to go to Illinois or Minnesota to pick up the electric vehicles. Polling places open tomorrow at 7 a.m. for the Supreme Court contest and other elections on the ballot. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.